Sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlazine kuMfumfu 2024 muKhep Stube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Lokho kwakobulawayo kukhanya ngani imhlolo kaJosephina akuqedakali, kodwa sithemba ukuthi amapholisa bazakwenza ucwayisiso lwabo babanje, ngoba akula nto engenzakala njalo ilanga libalele.
Amapholisa athi adinga abantu abatshontshe izigidi ezine zamadola emelika $4 million kobulawayo.
Umdala yena indicated ukuthi ufuna ukuyeletstand asikakhulumi ngezempendo. So asika khuluma ukuthi what exactly we're going to do.
Umoyi uJinga Dube owalwa impi yenkululeko unikwa isicoco seqhawe leZimbabwe. Umdeni wakhe usithi wacela ukuthi abekwe lokobulawayo. Abalandeli beHighlanders Football Club bathi kabasuze bebukele imidlalo elandelayo khonapha kobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Amapolisa athi kakabophi abantu abayisithupha abatshontshe izigidi ezinye zamadola emelika $4 million ebhanga le-Ecobank obulawayo izolo, kubika uNgqwele Dube.
Isikhulumeli samapolisa uKhomishina Paul Nyathi uthi basahlolisisa udaba lolu.
We are still conducting investigations. When we have the information which is relevant to give to the media and the public, we certainly do so.
Ibhanga le-Ecobank livuke livaliwe namuhla kulotshwe phandle kwalo ukuthi behlelwe ingozi kulandela ukubanjwa inkunzi kwabazemthetho abathwala imali yabe Safeguard Security. Inkampani le ibikhangelelwe ukuba izathwalela imali le eHarare. Abaqondisi bebhanga leli esibafonele kubomakhalekhukhwini balile ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu. Abantu abayisithupha laba bahluthune imali le ebilindwe ngabahlomileyo emoteni yeSafeguard Security phambili kwebhanga leli. Abantu laba babaleke ngemota yohlobo lweFord Ranger bethwele imibhobho ama-AK-47 lama-revolvers. Inkamba yamapholisa iseduze lendawo le. Omunye wababone lokhu kusenzakala unkosazana Sindisiwe Chuma.
Ngisesengifike emgodweni lapha, ngithi ngiyathi ngibona abantu begijima. Engikhangele efonini, ngithe ngiyathi ngibone abantu sebechapha umgwaqo, abanye akusela muntu kupassage yona leyana. Ngisemgodweni, sengithi ngiyakhangela ngibone abantu sebethwele izimbhobho. Ngahle ngagijima ngangena building ebiseduzane khonapho.
Umnumzana Englestone Spanda, umqondisi we-Green Africa Technologies, ubambe owangaphansi ngokwenzakale kobulawayo.
Lokho kwakobulawayo kukhanya ngani imhlolo kaJosephina akuqedakali, kodwa sithemba ukuthi amapholisa bazakwenza ucwayisiso lwabo babanje, ngoba akula nto engenzakala njalo ilanga libalele. Egcekeni imali iphonguzompolwa kuphela. So nxa amapholisa ecabangela ukuthi kungabe kulesandla semfene esiphakathi, wonke umuntu lathi sikubona njalo ukuthi kungabe kulesandla semfene esiphakathi, kodwa hayi, amapholisa eZimbabwe nxa sebefuna ukukubamba, sithemba bazababamba masinyane.
Ukuhluthunwa kwemali le kwedlula lokho kwenzakala phezu kwebholoho leGwebe River ngomnyaka ka-2021, lapho amasela athathela abezomthetho izigidi phose ezintathu zamadola emelika. Kwabotshwa abantu ababesebenza kubhanga elathathelwa imali, abagwetshwa ukuba bavalelwe ejele okweminyaka emibili. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, nginguNgqwele Dube.
Umdeni kaMoyi uJinga Dube owalwa impi yenkululeko ekuviyo leZebra njalo wakwaba umphathintambo kahulumende uthi wacela ukuba ingcwatshwe eLady Stanley Cemetery athi iNational Heroes Acre eHarare. Loba kunjalo ibandla leZANU-PF selimnike isicoco seqhawe lesizwe. Unqole Dube usipha njalo lolo daba.
Umnumzana Vusimuzi Dube uthi uyise wabatshela ukuba ofisa ukungcwatshwa labanye abalwa impi yenkululeko abagoqela owayekhokhela iviyo lezipra uLookout Masuku labanye.
Umdala yena ethi indicated ukuthi ufuna ukuye late stand asikakhulumi ezefamily. So asikakhuluma ukuthi what exactly we're going to do. Asikahlangani njengemuntu.
Unkosikazi Opa Mochinguri Kashiri utshele ababuthene emzini kamoyi ukuba usenikiwe isicoco seqhawe.
His Excellency the President and First Secretary of ZANU-PF, Dr. E.D. Mnangagwa, has conferred a national hero status to the late Comrade Colonel retired Chingani Judge Dube.
Lokhu bekufiswa ngunkosikazi Moli Ndlovu. Olilunga leZANU-PF Politburo, ibandla leZANU-PF lingakethuli umbiko ukuthi usenikiwe isicoco seqhawe lesizwe. Bayakhala labalandeli beqembu lenguqu leHighlanders ngokubhubha kukaDube. Okudale leHighlanders Board, umnumzana Elkana Dube, uthi balahlekelwe ngumuntu obeyindoda emadodeni.
Sisebenzelayo wesikhathi eside uChinga. Ela elilunga leqembu njalo futhi encedisa lapha lalaphayana esebenzisa izimali zakhe esebenzisa isikhathi sakhe ethuthukisa umsebenzi weqembu ube xhasa iqembu ecebisa lapha lalaphayana ikakhulu nxa iclub ibhoda idinga isponsorship. Ube singenisa amahofisi lapha lalaphana isincedisa kakhulu.
UDube owake waba ngumqondisi weZimbabwe Defence Industries njalo wamela emakhokhoba edale lePhalamende ubhubhele eMater Dei Hospital lapho ahlinzwe khona inhliziyo kulandela ukugula kwakhe kwamaviki ambalwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingungqwele Dube.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7. Sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, ama videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelink efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Uhulumende unanze ilanga lababalisi ele World Teachers Day namhla eGogwe lapho ncome amatichala ngomsebenzi abawenzayo lanxa bebhekane lengxaki eziningi. Ababalisi bathi bafuna ukwengezelelwa iholo njalo umphathintambo obona ngenhlelo zemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube uthi uhulumende uyakulungisa lokhu. Uze sizwe okuningi ngokubhekane lababalisi, usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uqokhele umnumzana Mandla Nkosi Siwela, umbalisi okhubazekileyo ongumlobi oyimbongi ofundisa isikolo seJotsholo Secondary School.
Njengoba kuyi-Teachers Day umhlaba wonke, thina njengababalisi siyathaba ngoba silulanga okumele sihlale phansi sikhangele ama-achievements ethu, sikhangele mhlawumbe lama-weaknesses ethu, ama-strengths, njalo sikhangele ukusipha ngamafithane ababalisi nabantu abaqakathekileyo. Kakhulu ukuthi eBhayibhelini uJesu ngokwakhe okuthiwa ngurabhi, umbalisi omkhulu. So nxa sihlala ngelibanga elinjengaleli usinika umbono omuhle, siyalakha ukuthi sifundise abantu abethu. But however kulama-challenges amaningi, ngithemba ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthi-ke eZimbabwe umbalisi umuntu okhangelelwa phansi ngendlela yokuthi imbadalo yethu incane. Kade sakhala sokuthi sikhala ama-economic challenges as affecta wes ababalisi abakhubazekileyo abafuna ukuthenga ama-assistive devices, abafuna izinto zokusebenzisa nxa befundisa, bazidingela ngemali yabo ama-talking laptops, ama-software bayadila. So so ungavele kusuke khona ubanzi.
Kodwa liyathokoza yini ngoba sizwile umphathi ntambo obona ngezemali umnomzana Mthuli Ncube esithi ababalisi bazangezelelwa iholo. Ubona ingani kungaletha umahluko?
Ukuthokoza kuyabe kukhona nxa uthengiswa kodwa isimanga esikhulu sesathengiswa kaningi. Mhlawumbe kwesinye isikhathi ababalidi ngathi ngamafikitshane bamile bakhangele ukuthi kathi lezothengiso zingagcwaliseka njani njengoba siyabona ukuthi iviki leyi phela ilokhu iphethe isilwa njalo uprofesa kasacacanga ukuthi uzafaka nini lokhu akufaka njalo uzafaka ngasesilinganiso yinto uvalo olukhona ebabalisini asebesehluleka ukufundisa abantwabana asebesehluleka ukuhambisa umgabo kumbe imuli zabo ezibhedlela.
Uke wakhuluma ngokuthi ababalisi abakhubazekileyo babhekana lengxaki eziningi. Yiyo ungachasisa kabanzi ukuthi kuyini lokho njalo selake lakhweza yini lolu daba kukhulumende kukanti lithola sizobani?
Kulumende ngamafitshane ngamtshayela ihlombe ngalokhu ukuthi siwafuna u-8 kuqala imbali yethu u-8 wawuhamba la ebhenki liyehluphela ngakhonokho kukhona babengekho ku-payroll so kathesho ngani kungconywana lanxa kulezikhalazo ezithize izikhalazo zethu ezithize ukuthi kwakusenziwa ama-policies amaningi i-brave language ayi-observa kwesikhathi ama-software wela abhaliweyo ukuthi siwafake emthumeni ethu esiyidingela kanye ekhulumayo sikuthola late. So ngezindlela umbalisi okhubazekile uphakathi kwenkinga ukanti izikole esifundisa kizo ezinye zi-unfriendly ngoba kafica ukuthi azinama-ramps i-environment yangikhona iyabe ingavunde ama-toilet laphana hayi langanikaze lithone sikubalisa kodwa sesakuhambisa kuhulumende sehlanganiso zibili esihambisa khona kuhle ngoba sikabosenetha sibathuthwayo ukuthi basishole noma ushili laphana bayenza sibesisebenzi wabomkhulu ukuthi bakukhuthaze uhulumende kodwa-ke
lo ngumnumzana amandla enkosi esukela umbalisi okhubazekileyo njalo ngumlobi eyimbongi ubexoxa ecingweni losithandekile emdlanga westudio 7 esejojolo. Siyasikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamaphitshane. Ele Israel lihlasela ngamandla kwele Lebanon lapho lithi lizama ukuthundubeza ibutho leHezbollah eliphosela amabhomba kulelo lizwe. Ele Israel selamasosha kwele Lebanon kanye leGaza eselilomnyaka lilwisana khona leHamas. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abeReuters. Uqhubekela phambili umkhankaso wokhetho lweMelika oluzaqhutshwa ngolwezi lonyaka. Abancintisana kukhetho lolu owake waba ngumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump nomsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Kamala Harris bethekelela izabelo ezijiyeneyo bedinga usekelo. Le yi-Studio 7 yesakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu kwele South Africa sezithule isixwayiso zesithi sekungaqhamuka udlakela lwe-xenophobia kwele South Africa loba nini lubangelwa izindlela ezisetshenziswa nguhulumende umanyano ukuzingela lokubopha abangela amaphepha kwele South Africa. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba esi-Johannesburg kwele South Africa.
Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo omphakathi lezi zithi indlela uhulumende ozingela ngayo abokuza abangela maphepha isivuse ukutshotshozela okukhulu enhlelweni zokuxhumana ku-inthanethi okuyinto engabangela ukuqhamuka kodlakela lwe-xenophobia. Ebulenjini be-inthanethi kugcwela abokuza laba bebaleka, abanye becatshe ephahleni, abanye beqhunqa izililo bephoselwa emoteni zamapholisa sebefakwe izankosi. Isizalwane sakwele South Africa unkosazana Cleopatra Buthelezi uthi kungani kulohlelo olufihliweyo lokwenqabela abokuza ukuphuma phandle.
Abasakwazi ukuphila freely, abasakwazi ukuhamba freely, akwenzeki lutho nje freely. Bavalelekile, abanye abakwazi ukuya emsebenzini, abanye abakwazi mabengayi emsebenzini, bayaxoshwa emafletini, abanye bahleli phandle on the street with abantwana.
Isizalwane seZimbabwe njalo engumqondisi enhlanganisweni yeWomen in Diaspora Association unkosazana Vuyani Hlazo uthi izenzo zikahulumende lezi seziphehle inzondo engadala umonakalo omkhulu.
Ungathi into yakhona isile nzondo yagcina iyenza kungabi ukuthi kuqondiswa abantu ukuthi babe namaphepha, but inkinga esinayo ukuthi imajority abayiba amavoters ala ekhaya basizonde obazonda ama foreign nationals.
Le into egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Inches asithi
the department ye immigration kumele ibe ne improvisations lokuthi noma umuntu angaphakathi kweleli lizwe ahambe ku home affairs ayo extend amalanga ayenze noma yini ukuthi sibe nabantu wa registered singaphakathi kweleli.
Unkosikazi Sharon Ekambarami oyenhlanganiso ye lawyers for human rights amagqwetha ezamalungelo abuye njalo asebenze le Kopanang Africa Against Xenophobia elwisa umkhuba wezenophobia uthi inhlelo zikahulumende lezi sezenze kwabonakala sengathi bonke abantu bokuza isigange. Olwela amalungelo wakwele South Africa umnumzana Siphiwe Mbatha uthi usizi ukuthi sekusenziwa sengathi abokuza akulanto enhle abayenzayo.
For example, uma ubheka kumalokishi wethu kunamashopu abantu baseSomalia, Ethiopia abaphuma ngaphandle kweSouth Africa. For example, angisagibeli ukuya edrobheni, angisagibeli, angisayi mall la ngithenga khona kungxoba nkulu wo Pick n Pay ko Shoprite. Sengithenga ngubo la ngamanana phansi. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi ndangaphathi kevalo kwenyanga ngenamali ngikolodise, but angikwazi ukuya ku Pick n Pay or Checkers or Shoprite ngiyokolodise.
Kodwa ke umsekeli kampani Ntambo ogaja lwendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Njabulo Nzuza utshele iParliament ukuthi abanqanelanga abantu bokuza kodwa balwisa ukwephulwa komthetho okungena elizweni.
The only issue that we have to deal with
asihlosanga ukuvimba ukungena kwabantu elizweni ngoba vele abantu bazahlala bengena bephuma esikwenzayo ukwenqabela ukungena kwabantu elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni.
Kodwa inhlanganiso zamalungelo oluntu zithi uhlupho lolu luza qedwa kuphela ikupha abokuzalaba amaphepha ukuba selizweni ngokusemthethweni. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa ngingutuso Khumalo.
The Voice of America.
Sikasizwe imibono kahulumende weMelika. Abantu abayizigidi ezingamajumi amabili lanhlanu 25 million babhekana lendlala esabekayo kwele Sudan. Abedlula izigidi ezilijumi 11 million sebebalekile emizini yabo. Womele elemelika kunhlanganiso yamazwe wonke e-United Nations u-Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield uthi lolu hlupho olukhulu olwedlula okwenzakala kwezinye indawo emhlabeni wonke jikelele. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi udube lolu lubangelwe yimpi engelangqondo esiyenze ukuba abantu beswele ukudla, amanzi, imithi lokunye. Uthi kumele kubekwe phansi izikhali njalo umhlaba wonke jikelele uncede abaswela ukudla. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi eZamzam Camp eDapua ngohlola njalo nyaka bekusifa umntwana oyedwa kumahola amabili ngenxa yendlala. Kusukela ngaleso sikhathi uthi isimo sesisibi kakhulu ngoba kulabantwana abalambayo, abahluphekayo njalo labahlala bejojobele. Uthi kumele kubekwe phansi izikhali esigabeni se-El Fasher, eGatun lezinye indawo lapho okulabantu abaningi asebebalekele impi yomvukela. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi ibutho lakwele Sudan kanye labahlamukela uhulumende abe-Rapid Support Forces yibo abenza konke lokhu. Uthi kumele kususwe yonke imigoqo yokuvinjwa kokudla okumele kufinyelele uZulu ikakhulu esigabeni se-Andre. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi kumele inhlanganiso ezisiza uZulu zincede abantu abahluphekayo elizweni leli ngokuphangisa. Uthi elemelika lizanika eleSudan izigidi ezedlula amakhulu amane $424 million yokunceda abahluphekayo elizweni leli lamanye aseduzane lalo. Uphinde wathi inhlangothi zeMelika ezimbili sezincede iziphepheli zakwele Sudan ngezigidi ezedlula amakhulu amane amadola eMelika $223 million. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi bonke abantu abakhathazwa ludubo lolu kumele bencede abantu bakwele Sudan njalo kube lenkulumo zokubeka phansi izikhali. Le yimibono kahulumende weMelika. Kweze midlalo, isiphathamandla seqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Islanders Football Club, uSihlangu Dlodlo uthi balusekela uhlelo oluqoqwa ngabalandeli olokukhalala ukubukela umdlalo oza kuba khona enkundleni yeBarberville Stadium ngesonto. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Udlodlo uthi kuzakuba yinyama yembongolo khetha omthandayo ngesonto lapho abanye abalandeli beqembu le-Highlanders abaqoqe ukuba baye kuthana endaweni yokuzithokozisa ye-Highlanders Clubhouse kulokuba babukele umdlalo oza kuba phakathi kwaleli qembu le-ZPC Caripa.
In marketing, the basic principle is that products compete.
Ungananzela kumarketing okusemqoka kuba lokho okuthengisayo kuyabanisana kuhahabela labo abathengayo. So kubalandeli beqembu abaqoqa umcimbi wabo ngesikhathi sinye kulo mcimbi oqoqwa yi-PSL nanjengeHighlanders isekelayo mibili limcimbi.
Inkuthazo yokuba abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bekhalele ukuya enkundleni iqale ngemva kokuba iqembu leli kuthiwe kumele lihlawule inkulungwane eziyisithupha zamadola emelika 6,000 ngemva kokuba umdlalo walo wenkezo Chibuku lele Simbabora ungasafikanga emaphethelweni kunyanga edluleyo. Umlandeli weBhosa uBeatrice Mpofu uthi lokhu bakwenza ngoba bekhathele ukucindezelwa okwenziwa iqembu labo abalithandayo.
Asingayini eground eDF ngesande. We are tired ukuqibelezelwa ngamarefu lapha eZimbabwe kula team esupportwa njengeHighlanders.
Omunye njalo umlandeli weqembu leHighlanders uBlessing Sweswe laye uthi ukubona kungcono ukuba batshengisele ukukhona nakwabo ngokubuthana eClubhouse.
Abantu asambene eClubhouse sinikeni iteam imali kwanisa ukufayinda.
Umsekeli weqembu leDynamos uBernard Chimutsotso uthi laye uvumelana lenyathelo leli lifuna ukuthathwa ngabalandeli beqembu leHighlanders.
Hayi vele lokhu right because lapha abalungiseli bona bodwa beHighlanders balungiselela lathi thina beDynamos. For example, uyibonile imatch eHighlanders versus Dynamos. Our player wachangi elbow
umkhankaso lo ukuba abalandeli bekhala lekuya enkundleni ngesonto usulumathe wasabalala waze wafika lakwamanye amazwe. Njalo umgcini sihlalo wabakhokheli beqembu leHighlanders eBotswana uSifiso Chuma uthi labo bangawusekela.
Siyenze i-arrangement yokuthi imali sifake ku-orange money kulezi namba esizazithumela kodwa besinxusa futhi wonke abalandeli beqembu ukubana baye kuzona lezo ndawo eFrancis Town lakhona lapha eGaborone lapha ama-contributions azathathelwa khona bese siwaqoqa siwahambisa eClubhouse.
UPressure Sibanda layo ngumlandeli weqembu leHighlanders uthi ume waxamalaza nxa ehluza lolu daba lokukhalala kwabalandeli beBhosa ukuya enkundleni.
Of course iPSL maybe it will be affected ngepercentage abazayithola because of the number of people abazangena eBF, but at the same time I think imali yona le ezakhitshwa ngabantu eClubhouse will at the end of the day taken to pay the bills the ABF.
Abaningi abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders abaloba ebulenjini beveza ukusekela kwabo ukuba kungayiwa enkundleni. Izahluko zabalandeli ezisendaweni ezehlukeneyo ezigoqela iSouth Africa chapter lazo sezikhuphe imbiko zisitsho ukuba zivumelana nalawo umkhankaso. Kuvamile ukuba nxa iqembu leBhosa lidlala abantu besuke kude lakhatshana bezolibukela leli qembu kodwa kulimpela viki iningi labo lithi lizathumela imali kuphela. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo ngimu Joseph Njanji.
So isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani sihlobo. Hayi singathina singabantu nje singakhali ngegovernment yaseSouth Africa. Igovernment yaseSouth Africa isebenza ngamalungelo abantu omphakathi, kungakho nje libona ngathi bayakhetha banobandlululo ebantwini bakithi. So thina ingxaki esinayo ukuthi yena laba abakithi laba i-ambassador yakithi nabomthuli ncube negovernment yabo yibona abasiphilisa kanzima. Awuke kuze uthathe i-passport ulifake kuma 5,000 something ngapha i-permit ifuna 4,000 which means almost 10,000. Labona ukuthi ibona abasibulalayo. Thina kumele ukuthi sitshele i-ambassador nabomthuli ncube lobahlise lezi zinto zabo lezi zokudulisa ama-passport. Ngoba kulokuswisa ubuhlungu kakhulu abanye abantu abasebenzi abanye bakhola u-2.5 ngenyanga kodwa kumele ukuthi abekele inama imali ye-passport uzoyiqeda nini.
Salibona VOA abulisa obulisayo umethusele uBanda la e-Freedom Park ngokuhlala eGoli kotshwa izimo zasekhaya ekhaya ukuthi le nyama endlovu le ngidabuka khona. Ya siyazizwa indaba zabona ngakwaye kunzima lokho. Siyazizwa siyazibona sizire vele kukubi namanje kusasekubi. Kusasekubi ubizo thingelana lezi nduna izimoto ngithi uroba zona induna lezi ukuthi ziroba bazali bethe ekhaya lathi sinje siyavota wethuselwa. Emovotini la siyayithusela emovotini lapha into ezenzakala ekhaya lezinduna nazo.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Uhlelo Woza Friday liviki sihamba lomculo kamaskandi osacathulayo umadibhini ephethe idlalade lakhe lakuqala elesihloko esithi abadakathi. Lumculi udabuka emadojeni esigabeni sePhumugwe kodwa ucula ekwele South Africa. Nawe xoxa lo Ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Ngiyabingelela ngenkulu injabulo emsakazweni. Ngiyathokoza kakhulu ukuhlangana nani ngalesi sikhathi balaleli nabathandekayo. Umfana wasafikayo endimeni zomculo ocula uMaskandi. Uzibiza ngokuthi nguMadibhini, uMadibhini Music Productions. UFacebook nguMaclean Mpofu, uMaclean Skizora Mpofu.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Abangathanda ukuxhumana nathi bangasithola ku number ezithi 0793490953. UFacebook bangavula bangangena epageini elithi Maclean Mpofu, Maclean Skizora Mpofu. Lapho ke bazothola yonke imininingwana eqondene nabakudingayo. Then abadinga umculo ukuthi bangawuthola kanjani, bangawudownload enkundleni zonke ezithengisa online, ku Spotify, on YouTube, even nakhona futhi bangazidownload. Abafuna ama CD nama USB ayatholakala njalo endaweni ezifana nase Soweto, nase Johannesburg, ku Free Street. Ba contacta yona le inamba futhi usho nje ukuthi indawo ukuphi bayathola i delivery.
Abalandeli ubatshela wapha amazwi?
Abalandeli ngibatshela umlayezo othi kusese kuningi lukhulu oluzayo, mthwakazo omuhle lukhulu oluzayo, ngithembisa injabulo engasoze ukuphela masinya, ngithembisa uthando olukhulu, ngithembisa ukudla kwendlebe okunohlonzi, ukudla kwendlebe okwakhayo ezimulini eziningi okududuzayo emoyeni edabukile. Jabulela kakhulu ukuhlangana nani, ngingajabulela kakhulu uthando lwenu, isapoti yenu bobhuti nabosisi bobaba nabomama bomkhulu nogogo, ngingajabula kakhulu. Ngiyabonga.
Owangilele usuku angathatha ngalele sebetha ngithina ngilele usuku angathatha ngalele sebetha ngathatha.
Ake niye kumona engiyimona. Ake niye kumona. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. ukuthi siqhubeke silani wolvulasa ngenjabulo umthombo sithemba ukhipha sidube lilale
uhlelo lwezindaba zezimbabwe
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 pm kusvika na 7:30 pm
apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
lilani
murara zvakanaka mhuri yezimbabwe.